First, I want to say, Chatoya Niman Kayoim. After I walked out last time, I felt the Gemara Rosh Hashanah needed a little work, okay? And I worked it over. And it's a very interesting thing. If you look at it, Rabbi Yeshua was distressed, okay? So, you know, what was he distressed about? Rabbi Gamliel said he has to come, and that's the psak, and that's what you have to do. That's what the sosa means, okay? So I assume the stress was that he wasn't sure about that, okay? Okay. Comes Rabbi Akiva and tells Mishnah Torah, independent of your confusion or lack of clarity in Lo Yisosu, Lamaisa, there's no problem anyway, because there's a new drasha which you knew about that you don't need dikduk, but there's also a problem of mutin, okay? And Shalom Yisrael, okay? And mutin is not problem, mutin is beseder, okay? Comes and you don't find that Yeshua picked himself up and went on his way to Rabbi Gamliel after his altercation with Rabbi Akiva. That's not what you see in the Gemara. You see in the Gemara that came with Desim in Hukkanis and told him the Shikul Torah that every Shloisha is Moshe Aharon, whatever, every Shloisha is like Bezen Shal Aharon, Bezen Shal Moshe Aharon, right? And that you keep your Mahara Acha them, it's like your Mahara Acha Bezen Shal Moshe Aharon. Okay. So a priori, I would have said that the Ramban learns Otosh Teit in the Gemara. The Rabdeis is Mechadish Dishtikul Teira from Loisosu. Okay? And that's why Rabbi Yeshua picked himself up and Bamakloi and went to Rabban Gamliel on Yom HaKippur Mishor. It's Mamash Gevaldik. The only problem is, and I don't know the answer, but I think that's much better shot in the Gemara. Okay? And that's what the Ramban's Bukhara deriving. But the Gemara there is talking about Kol Shloisha, it's talking about a Bezin per se. It's not talking about Bezin Magodim. And Lechira, the love of Leisosa, and the peculiar din of Leisosa, which the Ramban is Machadish of Yomin and Smol, is only on Bezin Magodim. So Mamanashach, you came to Mahara on a Bezin and do Leisosa. And you know, Lechiri is, I think, here's a combination of two things, or each one by itself, or the second thing. But whatever it is, it's a Bezin of Shleisha. And Lechiri, what the Ramban's trying to prove, is something that a Bezin of Gola. So the bottom line is very strange, okay? So if you learn like the Rambam, not like the Ramban, that basically Kiddush HaChodesh requires Bezin HaGadol, and they're an expression of Bezin HaGadol, and the Bezin HaShleisha is really talking about Kilu. I don't know exactly why it should be, but Bezin HaShleisha is Ki'ilu, the representation of Bezin HaGadol, the Seder. But according to Ramban, you do not need Bezin HaGadol for Kiddush HaChodesh. That's what the Ram is Machadish. The shliach, kilu, it's always within rishus of Bezin HaGadol. And I'm only thinking, according to Ramban, Bezin HaGadol is kain, yidi rishus, but I don't think it's anything to do with Bezin HaGadol b'chav. That's why there could be kiddush after Bezin, because Ramban quotes in Kuf Nun Gimel, where he's talking about the assay of Kiddush HaChodesh, he talks about Mochen Gerim. So Chayyid is no Bezin HaGadol anymore, it's still a Kiddush HaChodesh, you don't need it. So if you don't need it, so how can you quote Kiddush HaKodesh to tell you something about Lo Yisosu? Okay? Now, I think the question is clear. Now it's clear. Okay? Okay? The Seder? I just said it very fast. I didn't want to take time on it, but you have to go over the Gemara. You have to go over things. Now I think it's clear. Okay, now. That is one. Two. Now I'm skipping a little bit, going back to further what we're supposed to be up to. Maybe like this. Avo. Atakonus magzeris shegozo hachomim lemishmeris hatera ulgedeshelo Okay, I'm not sure that Mishmeres HaTeisi, sometimes we showing him double Le Teferes HaMelitza, and sometimes they double, they're saying oh the dot, and they're saying that, and here I would be mitzadeh to assume it's only a kefir Le Teferes HaMelitza, because I don't know if there's a difference between Mishmeres HaTeira Ulegede Shalom. Okay, Ein Lahem B'Lav HaZeh El Smach Ba'almo the Abraham din hamlok klal. It's a very strange law. Did I talk about this last time? Abraham din hamlok. Did I talk about this? Abraham din hamlok klal. So what happened over here? Okay, he seems to be ready to say that there is an issue. Abraham hamlok klal. He's bothered that you might have said that disagreeing with the Rabbonons, I mean, violating the Rabbonon is not a problem, Loisosso. But if you are married in the ability to Mesakim, and you violate the Lav, you have something about, because he said two different issues over here. There's one issue that there's no, if a person violates the Rabbonon, he doesn't violate Loisosso. He doesn't violate Loisosso. And secondly, that if he denies the Rishus of Bez Nagodo, the Koyach to Mesakeng, that's not Hamra. Okay, two definitions. And he could have imagined they could have split between the two. This is very important. Okay? Correct? Now, and you know why is Eibon Din Hamlok Klal? Because Zokin Mamre requires a Midibri Seifim, which is a Deraisa. Not Midibri Seifim, Drabbanan. Correct? As the Ramban discusses Barichus. And it can't be Zokin Mamre. Then he says something very important. Remember, we're learning with the Rav. The Rav also, the Rav pointed this out. Okay. Then he says a line over here, which is extremely important. The kol shekain. He means there's something kol shekain shamamro behen ve'oyver bi'achas al das shu'isi isa. He accepts their authority, but I want to violate it anyway. She'eino oiva b'lav azeh. V'eino b'chlau din pashizu klau. But he's ready to accept that a person who denies Bezin's authority, in other words, this klau that he said before, he's ready to question it. And that was really an introduction to the next part. And he's ready to, if you question the authority of Bezin Agodo, even though what the Mesakin is not a Chal Hashem Ederaisa, because you violate it. It's only an Issa D'Rabbanon, but if you deny their authority to Mesakin, you violate a Ederaisa. L'chere is, he's not ready to say Zokin Mamre, because look what he does over here. He says, V'eino b'chlau din parasha zu klau. I think what he's ready to do is to split. Is to say there might be a loisosu, there might be something in the parasha from an isu, independent of zokei mamre. Because you're not ready to say the rabbonon if you deny the samchus of bez nagodo that you're zokei mamre, but he says the eno b'chlal din parasha zu b'chlal if he accepts bez. This is very very important. Very very important Rabban. There's a difference between denying Bez Nagodo and violating the Nisa.
So in the parsha there's no Din Hamra.
What?
So in the parsha there's no Din Hamra.
There's no Din Zaki Mamre. There's Ein but Din Hamra Klal. That's where he starts. He says there's nothing. Then he's ready to say maybe there's something that if you accept that you violated Nisa. You see, that's the kosher case. It's a setup. Okay, one, the first statement, it's nothing. Okay, The second statement is ready to accept you differentiate between the two. And then the parasha refers to a mamre on the samchus drabonim, but he wouldn't be a zochim mamre, I assume, which is very, very important, which is a whole new insight into Rabban, correct?
You mean if he intends to be kofir in their samchus, he's prepared now to say that you are in the parasha?
Yeah, but I don't think he'd be a zochim mamre, but he's in the parasha. That's why he stresses the eino b'chal din parasha zuklal. Even l'chatchila, he identified the parasha of Zochim Mamre with Zochim Mamre. Okay? This is very interesting, correct?
Doesn't the parasha mean you can go over the line?
I don't know. I assume so. You see, I assume that you would, unless you're ready to accept what the Rav Yochanan Perlez of Sadi Goyin, that there's a say to go and ask your questions to Bez Nagodol and discuss things with them independent of love, which we have to know if that's correct. And that might be Bez Nagodol. I'm not going to say that. I'm not getting involved in that. Because he doesn't talk, he doesn't tell you anything. So we don't know. Everything else is speculation. Okay? But we do know there's something over here. And then I'll tell you something. Then at the end, I'm just going to read you, but I'm not going to explain this to you now. Okay, this just help you a little bit in the question he asked. I'll read you a line from about later. It's not now, and it'll be later, maybe the next year or the year afterwards, okay? I'm reading you a line from Rambam. Avo onu im heyois daitenu she'en ben zecher b'lav hazeh. It's not b'chas to do the love. So he's very clear about that. Mikomokoim, minam chachomim, in other words, he's ready to say there might be something there. Maybe that's this hamro over here that he's ready to accept. Because look at it, ein ben zecher. That means he's ready to accept there should be a zecher. Even though it's not a zochim mamre. Okay? Mikomokoim, but his opinion is both of them. It's not that, it's not that. But the caution came, but he's ready to accept it, but he disagrees with it, okay? You can imagine someone saying this thing. Mikomokoim, minog chachomimu, loima koloshen hazeh, lefi, shehushu meitoi, they have rishus yisale, they have rishus makodesh boruchu mipia kabola. There's a mesela that Bezen Hagodol has rishus and a mesela kabola l'sake u'l'sader v'heim doshim v'zeromozim v'gematrios. Okay, I'm not going to explain this line now because it's not what we're talking about. But l'cheira, what happens is there are three possibilities. There's a possibility loisoso applies to the Rabban, as the Rambam has. There's a possibility loisoso applies to maybe, we don't know over here, maybe to Bez Nagodol if you question the Samchus. And the third possibility, you have to accept the Samchus of Bez Nagodol, but it has nothing to do with the love. So I assume maybe he's ready to accept the love, because the way he formulates it, she'im b'am zecha b'lav hazeh, mikomokai, you can only have, that's the rejoinder to it. But if you accept that there is, if you say that there's a problem of denying the kech bez nagodol, independent of a kabbalah, l'choy you have to say this is zecha and love. That l'choy is what you get the conclusion from. Okay.
What was the third thing you said? The three possibilities.
There's one possibility that is the lav b'chal doesn't apply. Okay, and we don't know anything about samchus of Bez Nagodol. Okay, it's not a possibility. The lav doesn't apply b'chal, and we don't know anything about samchus of Bez Nagodol because he says, "Ein ben din hamlo klal." Okay, And then he says, maybe there is a din amro, and I resume under the lav, but that's only if you deny the samchus. And then he has a panel for the third thing. Then he comes from left field and he says, you can accept that Bezdin have a samchus from a whole different area than we knew before. And he says there was a harshah min a kabbalah that they have such a koyach. And that's what's going on. And then you could accept this koyach and still say ein lam zeicha b'lava zekal. Okay? I'm not sure if it's a third possibility, but it's really, we have these two possibilities. You could have assumed that once you, in the first possibility, that there's no koyach abed nagod b'chal. So the answer is, there's no koyach to misakim from the parasha. And the Ramban is machadish kili yesh ma'ayin. There's a kabbalah that they have a koyach. Okay? And what I was planning to do, if you want, when I do this Ramban, I want to go back and go over the discussion we had before about the Ran and Rabbeinu David and the Kavit Shiurim, what is the koyach of the Rabbanim, and compare it to this Ramban. But that bring that I'll come back to, that's not for now. Okay? Now, next. Comes Rabbeinu Yoina and says, Rabbi Sai, there's a hole in the world over here. And those who learn Shari Tshuva, you know, without knowing this Rabban, I don't know if you appreciate what he does in Shari Tshuva. Listen now to Shari Tshuva. Okay? And when I, instead of giving you an introduction and telling you what he says before, which might be pedagogically good, but I want you to see the words before the key, I'm not in any way influencing you, okay? Shari Tshuva. Okay? Shari Tshuva. Shah Gimel Ois Dalet and Hey. Nischayovnu Minatera. Lekabel Takonis Alevim. Vashayftim. Lishmoye Divri Chachom. Lizoy Bigdireim Shnem Leisos Miradova Shagid Lecho Yeminu Smo. Okay, that's good. That's the Rambam, no? Correct? Pagam Ki Yushalnu Minatera Lekayim Oleinu Lihiois Oleinu Lihiois Eisin Gecholash Yoreinu. Okay? So we have very clear that he is the Rambam's camp. Okay? Right? Now, he continues. Okay? Is that clear? I'm not using putting it in the that's what he says, correct? Then he continues. And he says like this. Ochein mitzasei minateira chamua midibreya. Even though there's an assay and a loisus there, which the Ramban is using as a wedge against the Rambam, that every the Rabban is more common than the Raisa, the Rabbeinu Yoina says, no, it's true what the Rambam said is correct, but it's not a kasha. The Rabban is a more common. Mi b'nei shehuska ikra dovo b'sefer teres elokim. I thought that the Raisa is on the sefer teres. Mefulish. Okay. Torah is playing the words in the Pesukim in Ezra, whatever it is on those. But Siva Hashem Yisborach, Olo Bifrat. Okay? V'yesh Terochim, and this Prat is very similar to something like the Mochonon, which we may talk about, so not now, okay? With Abchaim, with the Ramban, with the but he's accepting the lois also and still saying that it's not befrat. Okay? V'yesh turochim. Let's see this now. V'yesh turochim utstodim yimotsu sham divrei seif v'chamur midivrei teir. It is true that the Rabbanim and Mohammed the Reis because they're befrat. And the Raises and the Rabbanim are Bechal. It's not Mefurish, but say for Teres Elokim. Then he does something which I don't understand. He quotes the Mishnah in Sanhedrin about Ein Tefillin, the Chomer, the Divrei Sofrim. And the Chomer, the Divrei Sofrim, you say, Chamesh Tatofos, Loisa Divrei Sofrim Chayev. Okay? We have no clue what he's talking about, because L'chayla there, the Chamesh Tatofos, not a Drabonon, I don't know what he wants. He's proving that the Chomer in Divrei Sofrim, but the Divrei Sofrim over there means something different than Divrei Sofrim that we're talking about. Okay, I don't know. Okay, just telling you it's a problem. Okay. Then he says like this. This is the important thing. I'm not interested in that. Okay, you work on it, let me know. Okay. It's a paradigmatic thing. The device is Mochomer because it's a lav, it's an even an assay which is mufurish b'klor b'frat, and the drabonos are more kal even an assay v'leisa seh because they're not mufurish in the klor. However, there's a chayim in the drabon, there's a chayim misa shemaim, chayim misa. However, divrei chacham chayim misa. So we don't know what's going on. How do you play this out? Okay. That's where he ends Dalet. If you read Shari Tshuva, Gimel, or he's Dalet, you're completely confused. Okay? Then he goes on hey, and explains it. This is going to be the important part. The Ato, Halo Yesh Lecholadas. Mipenei ma ho'eva al divrei chachamim chayiv misa min ho'eva al mitzvah haseh v'al mitzvah leisaseh. Mitzvah say mitzvah says there's no chiv misa, and it's not about divrei novim. The answer is mitzvah chinuch. Torah is different. Okay, it's not about divrei novim. Okay, v'ze pesha adova. Now he's going to tell you what the pshat. V'ze pesha adova. Like it's a dramatic, you know. Ki oiver al divrei chachomim, hashimi lo ol liboy lases kein. He denies the efficacy of what the misakev. Loi mizgabe yitzchoy olov, avo ki sichena einov mirois es divreim, v'lo yahalich b'noi yamuna. He questions the authority b'chlal. V'lo moshach b'ol Gzeirosa, he denies the authority. V'lo yitrach l'kayim ma'amolom, ki lo nichtav b'seif ha'tera. And he uses this, which Rabbi Yonah starts l'chatchila, that this is b'frat, and this is not b'frat, as a proof that they have no efficacy. And he doesn't have a certain sense of morbidity and a certain sense of charota after he violates the drabonon. And he's completely distraught. And he has with himself polemics. How did his Yetzirah let him be chayte? He doesn't have those polemics with Rabbanans. Okay, mishpat mavet yeh liish ki hipil dobo echod mikol divreim hatevim. Because of denial of the efficacy of the Rabbanon, that's why it's Mishpat Moses. V'hu ki oimer ninako et moisrei seimoi. It's not much very graphic. But then he does, and he flips the whole world upside down, this last line. Listen to this last line, grace yourself. So where's the Chiyum Misa from? Zokter. Listen to this. Al kein mishpat moves yir liish hazeh liish ki hipil dobo echod Mikol divrei abateivim. Vukeim en enatko mois es mois reisei mois. V'doime? V'ma shekosev b'in zokein hamam rei. Es pia chachomim. Voish ashe yase v'zodoim. L'vilti shmoye el hatoim. And he flips, and he does it amazing thing. Putting the Sabbath in the Yonah together with the Ramban is amazing. Because what the Ramban is ready to say, that he's ready to accept, if you know the efficacy of Bezdin, you might be in the parsha. But every time you violate the Ramban, it's not doing anything. And Rabbi Yonah flips the world upside down and says, every time you violate the Ramban, you are basically denying the efficacy. And a violation of the Ramban is Chayav Misa, because the person is not distraught, doesn't have any morbidity, doesn't look back with charata. He basically is a zoking mamre. He denies the efficacy of Bezdin. Violation of the Rabbonon is denying the efficacy of Bezdin. And that's why it's chivis. Basically what he's done is, the Rabban has worked all these amudim to try to take away, to say that two disparate issues, Drabonon and Zochim Mamre, we'll see more that he does it, okay? Rabbi Yonah says, no, it's all the same issue, because anyone who violates Drabonon really is a Zochim. The key Misa in violating Drabonon are thus as a Zochim Mamre with Drabonon. Look, he compares it, there's a parallel. Listen to the lesson again, and tell me if I'm saying something, just telling you what he says. Okay, mishpat movis ye liish ki hibil dover echod mikol divrei matevim vuhu ki oime ninatko es mois reisei moi v'doime lemashe kosu b'inyan zokin hamamre es pia chachomim vuhish v'doime Voish ashe yase bezodoin levilti shmoye el hakayin. What the love, the isa zochi mamre, and the chiv misa is denying the efficacy of Bezdin Agodol, and this is what this person is doing also. And that's why the drabons are chayim misa. Okay? I don't even know if he's Chayim Misa in Shemayim, he's Chayim Misa in Bezdin, he talks with Chayim Misa. He doesn't say Shemayim, he mamish compares the two.
How's this compared to the Rambam?
Because I'll tell you something, okay? I'm going to tell you something which may blow your mind, okay? There was I remember it was the first letter which I was holding on to when I started working on the Igros HaGrid. It must have been Pesach, maybe 20 years ago, okay? And I told my late wife, she wanted us to go to Gur to visit someone. I'm walking, I'm holding on to this letter and not putting it down, okay? Okay, it was a letter, Chav Aaron Soloveitchik, and the father, to his father, okay? Well, Rabbi Aaron was about 10 years old.
No.
And what the Rav is machadish over there, okay? I'm not getting involved in the letter. He says, if you look at the Rambam, in Hilchos Hotzeiach Nefesh by Shofar Dom, see, Rabbi Aaron, I think, says that a Shofar Dom is Chai Misle Shomayim. He says, if you look carefully at the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says he's chayim misa l'shamayim, but he's not nitfas that Bezdin should carry out the sentence. Okay? If you want, I can read the Lashon. It's in Perek Beis, Avichos Oseach Shmiras HaNefesh Halacha Beis. Okay? That was his deal. That was Farish Basic. Okay? So I ask myself, looking at this Rabbi Yonah, is he saying the same thing, maybe. And that's how he compared it to Zochi Mamre, except that the Zochi Mamre was only Nitfas Bisman did in the Foshis, and show him Yisrael, or it was never said in the Rabbonis, whatever it happened to be said. And here, it's not Nitfus. Bezin wasn't said. There was no parasha to say that Bezin could give the sentence, but he basically is the same thing. Which is basically what's going on in Shefichas Damim. Okay? The Moshul, I think, is very, very good. Okay? And you have to just think about that. Okay? Okay? Because you can have such a thing. They talk about the Nesh, the Neshicha of the Rabban Shena Masusa. Masusa doesn't have a cure. And the Gemara talks about different ways people die when the Chayim Misa, when Bezin doesn't have the Dinei Misa. I don't know exactly. You read the words of Beinu Yena, you don't get the impression he's stressing Chibisa Shomayim. Okay? Okay? That's all I'm just trying to tell you. And you can decide that yourself. Okay? Yeah, see, Ravishav, just, you know. Okay? Can I continue? See, even if I stop over here, this is an amazing observation. The Rambam over there is complete. Okay, correct? Next. You want to read the Rambam? You want to see the Lashon Rambam? Okay, let's see. Just bag it better.